Nidorim Perigimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. Koinim she'eni nena levnei noyach. I'm not going to b'nena from or give to b'nei noyach. When we say b'nei noyach, in our terminology as well, we're not referring to Eden, even though Klal Yisrael is descended from noyach, but b'nei noyach, we mean that they have the sheva mitzvah b'nei noyach. So me'la mutu b'Yisrael v'osa b'umas ha'olam. One thing we would point out is that koinim she'eni nena is a loshon that's a shtigl not meduktik. She'eni nena means I won't be nena. That's not a loshon of issa gavra. That could be a shvua. We have to, in order to make a neder, you have to aso a koinim is a neder. It has to aso chayfitz. So the chayfitz should have to be koinim she'ani nena. I aso that which I would be nena. I'm asking chafetzim or things or possessions of b'nei noach, or I'm asking my possessions on b'nei noach. She'eni nena lezer avrom. This is a little more complicated. Who's Zer Avram? Klal Yisrael, right? We're B'nai Avram. So we say, Osu B'Yisrael, Umutu B'Umas Ha'olam. Now this Umas Ha'olam, the Chor should not include Yishma'elim and B'nai Esav. See, the Gemara says, Interessanti Yisoidis that are used in Machshavasvarm, Hashkofasvarm, that talk about that even though Yishma'el is from Avram, but the Torah says, Ki b'Yitzchok yikor l'chazor, the Torah was mafkia, the Rebbeinu Shlomo was mafkia, the B'nai Yishmael, and also the B'nai Keturah. You could have whoever it is, the Indians, Chinese, the Chveis, are B'nai Keturah, and the Torah only calls Zarei Shel Avram, only Yitzchok. Ki b'Yitzchok, the Torah says b'Yitzchok, that only a chelek of Yitzchok yikor l'chazor, and not Esav. The Rav points out from the Mefarshim, it's Kepaskin Halacha, that a Ger could also be Zer Avram, even though biologically he could be not from Avram. Could be Mibnei Chom, could be Mibnei Yefes. He's considered to be Zer Avram. Avram is called Av HaMoin Goyim. That means all Gerim, if their Amuna is Sholem, and that's the only way they can be Megara, they're Shaykh to Avram. They're also called Zer Avram. So Bavusta Machloikis Gedoyle Achroinim, Tves Yisrael brings the sheet is by Yisrael Mumer. On the one hand, Yisrael Shechota Afalpi Shechota Yisraelu. That's on the one hand. If he, as soon as he does tshuva, he becomes a yid. He doesn't have to be megayer. He's yid. He never became a yid. His children, if he has any, are yidden. Biologically, he's a yid. Spiritually, he's a yid. Even if he's not living, even if he's not identified as being a yid, even though shkitosa nevela, yene yainesek, but he's a yid. On the other hand, others hold that Tolu Beloshim Neodim, Zer Avram, are those that believe in the belief system of Avram. Memela Mumer is not Bechla. Bavust Machloikis. Tferes Yisrael, Kiva Eger over here also is Mitzayin. She'eni Nena Li Yisrael, that I'm not going to be Mahana to a Yid. This is really not a shayla of definition, it's a shayla of how to. And this is really going to be the subject of the next perek. What happens if a person is asuring himself b'hano, to give hano to somebody else? So can he go buy in the shuk? Is that called, if Yankel asked himself to be mahana anybody, if he buys in the store, is it called he's being mahana the owner of the store? So over here, we're actually talking over here. The Rav says, even though it says Sheni Nena Li Yisrael, Yimahana Tua Yid, but it really means Mishel Yisrael. But this, the idea is the same. If a person walks into a store, is he being Nena from the store? So what he has to do is Lekech B'Yoser. He has to pay expensive. U'moicher, if he has a store, he's a storekeeper and a klapi a customer, he has to sell for less. He has to be not Nena. The way to do that is by selling at a loss and buying at a loss. She Yisrael Nehenin Li, if his Isra is the other way, not to be Mahana somebody, so then he has to do the other way, converse. Lekech Bepochus, Umoicha B'Yoser, Im Shemin Lo, he's going to have to get somebody not to be Nene from him, somebody's going to have to buy at a loss, or somebody's going to have to sell to him at a loss. That's why the Mishnah says Im Shemin Lo. The other way, you'll find very many people that want to buy at your loss, and that want to sell to you at your loss, but the, where they're going to be the loser, that you're going to have to get somebody to be masking. The Ram Lamaisa, Daf Lamed, rounds out this discussion with a few economic principles. The case of the Mishnah, that it's called both parties, the lekech and the moichet, could be a nene or a mahana if it's for the regular price, and therefore it has to be at a loss for the one who's not allowed to be nene, is only talking about the Gemara calls a mechir memutza. Somebody selling something which is merchandise that everybody buys. It's regular stuff that everybody buys and sells in stores. Sometimes a person has stuff that most people, if they have it, inferior quality stuff, the whole tachlis of the stuff is to unload it. You'll unload it at any price. Then the halacha is that even at the regular price, at the regular standard market price, the one who's being nene is the moicher. What we have in the Mishnah over here is that the moicher and the lekech are both being nene because it's the regular price. It's regular stuff and it's the regular price. And merely you have to do it at a loss for the one who's not allowed to be nene. Masha'enkin, if something is inferior merchandise, we always look, even at the regular price, at the moicher as having a tovah done to him. He's the nene. And then you have things that are yikar metzias, and everybody wants them, and it's a mechir, it's a mechir of something where the nene, even at the regular price, is the one who was lucky enough to find that available. Something is scarce, and it's on the market. Even at the regular market price, the one who's nene is the one who bought it, not the one who sold it. So the case that we're talking about, we're both on nene, the moicher and the lekech at the regular price, and in the middle, that's where you have to set it up on a slant. At a loss, is talking about something which is memutza, something which is in between. Now, a person can really tie himself up in knots, and he can make a neder, koinim sheni nene, lohen vehen li. He can't be mahana and he can't be nana. He's going to have nothing to do, any beneficial relationship. He's not going to give, he's not going to take. He can't do business with anybody. So the Gemara says that we're talking about a case where he speaks out, she'eni nana ve'hen li l'gabi Yisraelim. Similarly, Yahana l'nochem, there would be a havamina that would be considered a dover she'i efshar. It's a neder which is, can't be chal, because bilti efshari, even though he only said Yisraelim. It's not shaykh for a yid to go through life with only being nene or mahana to goyim. Never to have any asokim, never to have any business with goyim. Samela, it wouldn't be chal. Chiddush is kamashmon that it is chal. Koinim she'eni nene la reilim. Here we're back to interpretation. Eni nene la reilim. Who's an oral? So the Gemara says a famous klal. The Gemara explains it. Then an oral is somebody be'etzim who shaykh to the world of arelim. So a yid is supposed to be a mohul. A yid is a mohul. He has shaykhs to the Rabban Shalom. He is born b'kedusha. The fact that physically, let's say he has a physical condition where he couldn't be gemald, well, let's say Nebuch, he's a yid who was in Russia for many years, he's also not an oral. Even one of the Rabban Shalom's children that's in Russia behind the Iron Curtain for 50 years is still born b'kedusha. He's still one of the Rabban Shalom's children. So mel the halach is mutter b'areli yisrael v'osu b'mulei umois. And a mohul of a goy, the fact that he is surgically mohul is meaningless. He's an oral. And a yid is a mohul even if physically he's an oral. Koinim sheni nena lamulim, osa bareli somutu bumuleakum. Faket. A mohul is only a yid. Even areli Yisrael is a mohul, and even muleakum is called an oral. Sheena orla kruya elle shem akum. The term orla is a term which is shaykh to a goy. Shenemar ki chol agoyim arelim chol beis Yisrael ar leilev. The pasuk in Yirmiyah defines agoyim as arelim and Yisrael are muhulim. Now, gerada, we said before that we don't go basa loshna pasuk. We said like abi yeloidim with meilodim. But over here, this is the way Klal Yisrael looks at the difference between a goy and a yid. The old term in Yiddish for a goy was an urul. That's the term. That's what a goy is. V'oyme v'hoyu aplishti oral azez, the pasuk by David HaMelech. He speaks about Goliath, and he says haplishti ha'oral azez. That's the definition of a goy be'etzem. V'oyme pen tismachno b'nois plishtim. Also, pen taloizno b'nois arelim. Maybe they will rejoice the daughters of arelim. So goy, that's a general term. The Mishnah over here, because it's talking about oral being the definition of a goy, and the definition of a yid being mol, the Mishnah is mayrich a little bit in Kiddusha Sabris. It's quoted a lot of times in Bris Torah. The it says that the term Orul and the Metzius of Arelus is something which is Shaykh Be'etzem to Rishoyim. It's Be'etzem, it's a term, not just a physical Metzius, a mitzvah. It's a physical definition, it's a really a Ruchnizdik definition of a Goy. When the Rebbeinu Shem was mavdil between the Yisraelim, between Goyim, there's Arelim, there's Mahula. Mu'usa Orla Shem is Ganaba Rishoyim. Shnevi ki kol ha-goyim Arelim. Ebi Shmol Oime, Gidoy Lamila Shenichusu Aleh Shloish Eser Brisois. Ebi Shmol says that Mila is a mitzvah gedoy la'admoid, is brought in the Gemara in different places, because Nichus Olah Shloish Eser Brisois, what does that mean? 13 times in the Parsha of Bris, in Parsha's Lech Lecha, is mentioned the word Bris, in the Parsha of Mila. We might add, by the way, the Shloish Eser, the Mepharshim say, that the Shloish Eser Brisois mirrors, echoes a little bit, the Shloish Eser Midois, Sha'atari Nidreshes Bohem, and also the Shloish Esrei Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Midos Rachm that are in Parshas Kisisa. And over there in Parshas Kisisa, by the Parsha of Yud Gimel Midos, it also is written that the Rebbeinu Shlom will be Masher, the Rebbeinu Shlom promised Moshe Rabbeinu, he would always only be Masher Shechinosa and Klal Yisrael, and not on any other nation. A little bit speaks to this name Nekuda, that the difference between Yid Nagoy is defined as moral and oral. A Yid Nebuch could be an Oral, he's still a Mohul. A Goy could be a Mohul, and he's still an Oral. There's a complete Choymesh or Barzal between Klal Yisrael and between Umas Ha'olam, and that definition of Bris Mila was defined in the Parsha of Yud Gimel Midos, where there's a Choymesh Bitzura, there's a Choymesh Shor Barzal that divides Hashuras Hashkunim by Klal Yisrael from Umas Ha'olam. Just a nice parallel to this idea. Rabbi Yosi Oymer Gedola Mila, Shedoiches Hashabbos Hachamurim. Mila is doch doiches Shabbos. Bris falls out on Shabbos, and you do the bris. There's a shaila, by the way, even though the Loshon over here is doiche, it sounds like Mila is only doiches Shabbos. We have in the Sugya L'Moshel of Asei Dechelois Asei, there's a concept of Tchia, there's a concept of Hutra. Pekuch Nefoshes, the shaila of it's doiche of it's Hutra. The Nafkamina is L'Moshel, that there are more paskins in Hilchus Mila, that a bris that's done on Shabbos should be done by 1 mile. It shouldn't be done, let's say, if one wants to do the Mila, one wants to do the Priya. On Shabbos, one shouldn't do it. Why? Because why should you have two people being Mechal Shabbos? And the Goyin asks right away, he says the Mila on Shabbos is not Nidche. It's not a Melocha that's Mutter. It's not a Melocha. It's Hutra, not Tchuya. So why does the Mishnah say over here the word Doicha? Not Dafka that the Mishnah means Doicha, Lafuki Hutra. Gedoyla Mila that on Shabbos, Mitzvah's Mila is not Chil Shabbos at all. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchaimer, Gedoyla Mila, Shalei Nitla Le Moshe HaTzadik Olea Meloi Shoh. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was, by the way, Moshe Rabbeinu was Noilad Mohu, and Moshe Rabbeinu, when he comes to Mitzrayim on the mission to save Klal Yisrael, there wasn't a reprieve even of an hour. He was late getting to the base Molon over there at the end of Parsha Shmois, and because of that, he was almost swallowed alive by the Nochash until Tzipora, Eishes Moshe, was Mal his son. There's no reprieve. If the definition of a Yid is that he's a Mohul, if there was a laxity in Mitzvah's Mila, then Klal Yisrael can't be redeemed from Mitzrayim. The Aloch is that if a child, a Tinoik, has a Nega in the Mokim Hamila, the din is to cut off the orla, even though with that you're being even a lav of Kitzitzas HaBeheres, a lav of Pashat Kitzitzi, Hisham Lecho Benega Tzaraas. Still, it's Doicha. Even though Tzaraas, Ein Lecho Dova Geruah Mizeh, but Mila, the necessity for Mila is Doicha that. Rabbi Yoimi Gedoyla Mila, Shekol Mitzvahs, Sheosu Avraham Avinu, Lanik Rishalim Ad Shemol. Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, before Mitzvahs Mila. Shenema is halach lefone ve'yesam zibavus to catch from the Biskurov. So why wasn't he mekayim mitzvahs mila? Biskurov says that mitzvahs mila is to cut off the orla. Until Avraham Avinu was mitzuvah, it wasn't a cheftz of an orla. So merely had to wait till he became an orla. He did it tzivah, and then immediately he was mekayim the mitzvah. But betzim he would have been mekayim the mitzvah before. Is halach lefonei ve'yesamim become sholim, become complete? Even all the mitzvahs that you do, in order to become complete, he has to be a mol. Dover acher. Gedoy la mila, another drosha Chazal are bringing. Loi boro HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if not for mitzvahs mila, the Rebbeinu Shem would not have created Yisrael Lomoy. Shenema koyama Hashem, im loi brisi yoimim v'laylo, Chukah is Shemayim Vaaretz Loisamti. The Rebbeinu Shalom, without the bris that exists Yomim V'Laylo, he would not have created the heavens and the earth. And that tells us that Mitzvahs Mila upholds the Bria. There are other Lashonis in Chazal that the bris Yomim V'Laylo is going on Torah Kedoshah, not a stira. Mitzvahs Mila and the Mepharshim say that the Hechsher for a Yid to be able to absorb into his heart Torah is something min Hashemayim. How could a human being absorb it? If a human being turns his guf with the mitzvahs mila into a klisharis lavaydosa yizbarak, so that memela his heart then can absorb the chokhma alyonu, the chokhma shamaymi. So really the idea of brisi being mitzvahs mila and mitzvahs Torah, the mitzvahs of Torah, chokhmas of Torah, are not a stereo to each other. So this Mishnah is unusual. We don't usually too often find a Mishnah which is oisik barichus in Yonei Drush. It sounds almost like a shtekel medrash. Pegdal Mishnah Aleph. Now we're back to, we had one line in the last Mishnah that dealt with not so much Lashonis of who's Asabano and how to Asabano, but more when a person's Asabano, what exactly are the parameters? What's called being Mahana Sameh? What's called being Nana from somebody? The Mishnah now returns to that Shaila. Ein bin amudr hano mechaveru lemudr hemenu meichel. Person asus hano from somebody. Or person says, he asus oichel. Koinim oichel mechaveru, koinim hano mechaveru. What's the difference? Chara, it should be even questioned. Meichel's any food. Hano is anything. Bavdavka, a ride in his car. Sunshine, help schlepping something. That's hano. So the Mepharshim explain, this is the way the Rav says it, that we're not talking about somebody asks up macholim from somebody. Somebody doesn't want to eat from other people. Well, it says a madrega for a person only to eat his own food. Pinchas ben Yoyah never ate by anybody. Good. That he would asser up macholo yishol chaveru. We're talking the way the Rav says it. He asks koinum hanoas machol cholai. Hanoas macholim doesn't mean the heft of the food. It means hano of food. Now, anything could be hano of food, because anything, even giving somebody a ride, saves him a dollar that he would spend on a taxi. And now he has more money for food. So everything is really, could be boiled down, could be broken down to food. So hanoas machilcho and hano bechlal are really similar terms. There's really no difference. The only hano that would be bechlal, hano klolis, and not hanos achila, the Mishnah says, ein bin amud hano mechaveroi, lemude memenu meichel, hanos meichel, that is, ela drisas haregel vekelum sheinoisim bemeichel nefesh. Drisas regel means access to somebody's backyard. That's not going to be maybe in the day hanos meichel. And also usage of kelim that can never be used for eichel nefesh. If it's a kli in any way that could be used for something that would be hanos meichel, it would be bechlal. We're talking about something that will never be used for any form of oichel nefesh. And now the Mishnah gives examples. That hamuda meichel lechaver, and again, we're not talking about food, the cheft of food, we're talking about anything that's hanos meichel. Lo yashalenu, we can't lend him. Nofra is a sieve, ukvoro is a sifter, different type. Rechaim is something that grinds, tanu is something that bakes. All these things can be used for food. So Meli, he can't lend him anything. Avo mashaloi chaluk v'tabas. He can lend him a cloak, a coat, he can lend him a ring, a talus, nezomim, rings, or the different type of ring. Choldov sheinu isim b'meichel nefesh, because those are not hanos meichel. Mokim shemaskirin ki yoytze b'hen also. In a place where these above-mentioned items, chaluk, tabas, talus, nezomim, there's a market for them, and they rent it out, so that's also hanos meichel. Because, Lamoshel, if I lend you my coat, and a coat is something that charges, I don't know, you know, if somebody needs a coat, charges $3 a night. So the $3 that I, if I'm giving you my coat, I'm giving you $3 worth of my note. Those $3 can be used to buy Danish. So that's vaitanos machilcho. Now again, drisus haregel, theoretically you could say in a place where a person would charge for access. So that's vaita, that's, if it's a chargeable thing, money could be used to buy food. Say nachanam, before I should speak it out. Which type of drisus haregel would be oimid lano? Or let's say, I don't know what, you have a bag. A bag could be used to carry food. So anything that could come in some vital way to food gives him use of a horse. A horse could be used to schlep food. So it could be used to rent. So most things are going to be hanoas meichel. There's very few things that are not. That'll be the only chiluk between the two.